Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 1. 6. Extinction. Most species of plants and animals that have ever lived on Earth are now extinct. Though most have become extinct slowly, some have been almost completely wiped out in a sudden, massive, catastrophic event. These mass extinctions have happened at least 5 times in the history of the Earth. The first mass extinction occurred about 450 million years ago, when sudden changes in sea level, caused by melting glaciers, killed most marine species. The most recent mass extinction was 65 million years ago, when most scientists believe an asteroid struck the Earth in Mexico and extinguished the dinosaurs. Now scientists claim a 6th extinction is underway. This extinction is not caused by one big event, but by a series of human actions that disrupt the environment. Edward O. Wilson, a Harvard University scientist, estimates that human harm will cause half of all species of life to be extinct by 2100. Scientists say that human activities are causing biological extinction at a rate of hundreds of times faster than ever before. Humans cause damage to the Earth in 3 primary ways. The first is exploitation. Humans hunt animals for food, clothing, and sometimes just for fun. They also collect plants and insects, such as butterflies, for recreation. The second way humans impact the Earth is by putting alien plant or animal species in new environments. In Africa, for example, some fishermen put perch from Egypt's Nile River into Lake Victoria. Nile perch like to eat other fish. Since they came, more than 200 native species of fish have disappeared from the lake. The third way humans cause damage is by destroying natural habitats. They clear trees from forests to build houses, farms, cities, and roads. One of the most terrible instances of habitat destructions is the cutting down of the tropical rainforests. It is estimated that these rainforests, which cover less than 10% of the Earth, contain almost half of all the world's plant and animal species. Human activity has had a devastating effect on the natural environment. Each year, an international organization of scientists releases a special red list that updates the status of more than 44,000 animal and plant species. In 2008, the organization reported that 25% of our planet's 5,487 mammals are on the verge of extinction. It also claimed that almost 40% of all species are threatened with extinction, including 33% of all amphibians, a quarter of the Earth's coniferous trees, and about 12% of all birds. Of all threatened species on the red list, about 3,000 are critically endangered, which means they could disappear soon. What would happen to people if the 6th extinction takes place? Scientists say life on Earth would be grim. There would not be enough food to eat, and water would be too polluted to drink. New species of pests and plants would invade the natural areas that remain. These invaders could carry new kinds of germs, causing diseases that human bodies cannot resist. Without plants to help cool the sun, the ice at the North and South Poles could melt, causing sea levels to rise and wash away coastal cities. By wiping out other species, human beings might be paving the way for the greatest extinction of all, their own.